of what used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. You teach yourself. It gradually becomes a working part of the mind. Being still inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it's not probable that we're going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for this presumption and all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. Nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely upon it. I know one day I was driving along, and for some reason, my radio got on one of those religious channels that played music, you know. And I heard this song that I've heard all of my life. And it's called In the Garden. Do y'all know what In the Garden is? You come to the garden alone in the morning when the dew's on the roses. And the thought came to me, well, I've heard that song all my life. And it's a song about prayer and meditation. In the morning while the dew's on the roses. See, I didn't know that. As an inspiration, it came to me. And then it talks about prayer. What usually concludes the period of meditation with a prayer. That we be shown all through the day what our next step is to be. That we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. We ask especially for freedom from self-will, and are careful to make no requests for ourselves only. We may ask for ourselves, however, if others will be helped. We are careful never to pray for our own selfish ends. Many of us have wasted a lot of time doing that. It doesn't work. You can easily see why. I told you how I used to pray. God, get me this, and God, get me that, and God, give me a car, and God, give me some more money, God, get my wife back. God, help me stay sober. God, this, God, that, like an errand boy. And if you forgot, if there's something I forgot to ask you for, please give me that also. Very, very selfish prayer. You can easily see why that doesn't work. It's a selfish prayer. I'm praying only for the knowledge of His will for me and the power to carry that out. You know, communication is the beginning of all understanding. For instance, Friday night when we started this thing, you guys didn't know us real well. We started talking and listening to each other. Talking and listening. Communication is the beginning of all understanding. You know us better today than you did on Friday. And we know you better today than we did on Friday through talking and listening. Well, if that would work with us, wouldn't that work with God? Talking and listening, prayer and meditation, we would get to know Him better as a result of talking and listening.
They came to me and they said, Charlie, you pray only for knowledge of His will and the power to carry that out. And I said, well, how in the hell is He going to know what I want then? And they said, He's not interested in what you want. He's interested in what you need. And they said, He knows more about what you need than you know yourself. And that's turned out to be 100% true in my life. Now, if I'd made a list way back in the beginning and said, God, give me these things, I'll never ask you for anything else, I would have cheated myself. He's given me so much more. Things that I never dreamed that you could have simply by following these little suggestions that we've got here in step 11. This thing really does work.
You know, I've got my wife back and I've got my daughter back and I've got 3 grandchildren that's never seen me take a drink or Phyllis. Got a couple of great grandchildren that probably will never see us take a drink, I hope. The things that are really important I got back. It says, if our circumstances warrant, we ask our wives to join us in morning meditation. About 17 years ago, one morning, Phyllis was sitting in her chair and I'm sitting in my chair and she said to me, honey, I said, no, I don't have time for that this morning. Well, you know how they are. I said, honey, she said, no, you old silly thing. So what I want you to do is to read this to me and tell me what this means. Well, I can do that. Yeah, right, we can do that. So I read that to her and explained it to her. A lot more than she wanted to know. And the next morning she said, would you read this to me and tell me what this says? And we read that and I explained it to her and we talked about it back and forth. And that began a practice in our house. I've heard all my life those people that pray together stay together. See? And I would have never thought about this. So you girls would have to help us old hairy-legged boys about these things. But the people that pray together stay together.
And how long has it been since you and Phyllis have had a divorce?
We've been married for 25 years this time.
Okay.
I call her my current wife. Keep her on her toes, you know, just a little bit.
Bottom of page 87. As we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show. humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, Thy will be done. We are then, and now here's the results. We are then in much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. We become much more efficient. We do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. Now here's the shortest paragraph in the big book. It works. It really does. That's a full paragraph within itself. We alcoholics are undisciplined, so we let God discipline us in the simple way we've just outlined. But this is not all. There's action, more action. Faith without works is dead. The next chapter is entirely devoted to step 12. Now, we're not going to go through the next chapter. It simply would take too much time. But let's look at step 12 for just a few minutes. Another definite three-part step. Three distinct parts in it. And I think the first part of step 12 is probably the greatest promise to be found anywhere in the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, not a result, or not many results, very singular, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. I think what that says to me is, if I will apply the first 11 steps in my life to the best of my ability, then I'm going to have a spiritual awakening. I'm promised that. Now, what is a spiritual awakening? A personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism. I'm not what I used to be. I'm an entirely different human being up here in my head. Bill tells us in the 12 and 12, there's many kinds of spiritual awakenings. There are people in AA. But they've all got certain things in common. And that is we're able to feel, believe, and do things that we can never do before on our own strength unaided. I feel things I've never felt before. I feel love, patience, tolerance, compassion, and goodwill toward my fellow man. Before AA, I could have cared less about you. Oh, yeah, you could have some, but only after I extracted everything I wanted first. I don't feel that way anymore. I believe things I've never believed before. I believe God is a kind and a loving God. I don't think He's hell, fire, and damnation at all. I think He stands ready to help any human being on earth the instant they're ready to give up on self-will and turn back to Him. I think He's pure, pure love. I can do things I never could do before. By golly, I stay sober. I never could do that before. And because of that sobriety, I'm allowed to do many, 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 many things that I've always wanted to do and never could do before. I can sit here and talk for another 30 minutes on the things I've been allowed to do that I never could do before. So if that's the criteria, then surely I've had some kind of spiritual awakening. But the old adage, the old saying, is you don't get anything for free. You have to pay back for what you receive. Now begins to apply in our lives. Because if we've had the spiritual awakening as the result of the first 11 steps, then we're charged with a responsibility. And the responsibility is to carry this message. I hear people say the message. No, it's not the message. It's this message to other alcoholics. Now, what is this message? It's very simple. It goes kind of like this. If you're all screwed up in life and you don't feel good, if you've been doing a little drinking or even thinking about doing a little drinking, I know exactly where you're coming from because that's where I came from, too. I came to the program of our Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. And they handed me a book, and within that book, I found the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. I applied the first 11 steps in my life to the best of my ability. I've had a spiritual awakening, and I'm not that way anymore. And if you don't want to be that way anymore, then you do what I did, and you'll have a spiritual awakening too. And you're not going to be that way anymore either. And through the process, I'll take you by the hand. I'll walk with you. I'll help you. I'll see you have your spiritual awakening. Greatest thing that can happen in our lives.